Welcome to the Farmer's Calendar essay for April 2007. This month's essay is read by the author Castle Freeman, Jr.
The amateur lepidopterist who chases butterflies with a net inevitably comes to think of himself as a kind of hunter and of the bright and agile insects he pursues as a kind of game. And so they are. Butterflies are fast, alert, and wary. Catching them can be difficult. But, as with bigger game, if you leave your net at home, butterflies will sometimes come to you. They are gregarious and make good company. Or at least some do. The showier species, like the swallowtails and the monarchs, are pretty standoffish. The smaller fritillaries and the white and red admirals are better natured. They seem curious, attentive, and eager to make your acquaintance. Often, walking down a country road, I have been joined by one or more of these species flying before, behind, beside me as I went along, for all the world like a friendly little spaniel. My favorite of the companionable butterflies is the morning cloak, a common species having velvety sable wings with golden borders. The morning cloak is one of the butterflies that hibernate as winged adults. On a sunny day in March or April, when the snowbanks are by no means gone, one of these butterflies will tag along with you as you walk down the muddy road. After a long, dark winter, it seems especially glad to see you, as you are to see it.
Oh, so well said, Castle. Thank you very much. This essay appears in the 2007 Old Farmer's Almanac. I'm Janice Stillman, the editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.